Let's not forget the host nation as well, the Patriots, that also played a really good game yesterday against Monastir and didn't really get blown out as well. So I feel as though, you know, this could that could have been a feel-out game for them. And if they're able to rematch up against them in the knockout phase, they'll have a better understanding of what they need to do to keep not try to play to Monastir's pace and just try to, you know, create their own tempo as well. Quick question, Abel. The four teams that you mentioned, AS Ali, Monastir, Petro, and Zamalek, you could argue and say three out of the four teams have an more of like a homegrown players, especially when it comes to the like the star players, right? As for AS Ali, Stoglin has been going off. What are your thoughts on him? Per se, like the thing that sticks out to me sometimes is he needs a little bit. He kind of shoots his way out of his own slump throughout the entirety of the game. Do you think that that type of playing style will be able to work in the knockout phase?
I totally agree with you on Stoglin. It's funny because it's one thing that we always talk about. He's great when he's making them, and yeah, he can be psyche. Overdo it sometimes. I think it'll be fine because there's Rashad James is a very solid guard who helps the team stay in games. If you saw the AS Police game, the team was literally down 11 points most of the time, but it was Rashad's, you know, attacking the basket, you know, his poise that helped the team stay. So I think that's the thing that is going to help this team stay up because Stoglin actually doesn't play selfishly, ironically, with this team. So it allows other teammates to carry the load of the team when things get tight. But one thing that everybody who's watching the game should remember is one of the key players of AS Saleh, who is Abdelrahim Naja, who, if you know about the history of the team, even when they won in 2017, was an African, you know, among the top five in Africa. He was the best big man. He hasn't really clicked since the tournament started. So I believe in the second round, because he's a vet, he knows what he's doing, he will. And you saw Zakaria, the captain, who gave them great minutes against AS Police. So I think that's what's going to balance on Stoglin's play. It was needed for him to go off in the last game, and he managed to do it. But based on how I've seen the team from being close, there's no over-reliance on him. Just that when everybody else fails to play, the team just asks him to just do him, as
we say. go out and get a bucket.
Go out and get a bucket. You know, just get wild and we'll figure it out. We'll just take rebounds and see what's up.
Interesting. Dear listener, remember you are listening to Halftime Show VOA Africa coverage of the Basketball African League in Rwanda. I'm Prince Nesta and we are here with Mobilia Barrow and, of course, the scouts for the Toronto, African scout for the Toronto Raptors, Abel Nson. Remember, right now, actually, FAP from Cameroon is actually up at the half, 53 against AS Police, who actually have 32, and they're just waiting for the second half, you know, to start. But before that, real quick, are you going to sign J. Cole? Since I'm pretty sure you've got, like, a couple of names that you've already jotted down. But is J. Cole, might he be among one of them? And so far, how do you rate his performance?
J. Cole's performance?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that he hasn't had played competitive basketball in a long while. So he's trying to get his feet under him progressively. You know, it's not that easy. The one thing I think will be appreciated by everybody in America right now and J. Cole himself is, yes, you can believe that coming to Africa means that an American is automatically better than everybody, but you actually have to be a professional player to be better than everybody, because these guys in this tournament are professionals, all right? That's what they're professionals. And I think he has discovered it himself, okay? He has discovered it himself. The pace is a bit faster than he anticipated.
Right.
The skill of the player is a bit better, higher than he anticipated. So I like the fact that he can, you know, he's immersing himself here, and he's going to learn to appreciate Africa differently. A lot of people have not really visited Africa. They just hear things. So he's interesting. I mean, at the hotel, he's interesting. He's always happy. I believe he's very happy being here in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always interesting to see him come. And his teammates have tried, you know, keep him, you know, in the game. And mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just think that he wasn't really ready for all of this.
Right.
And next time, if he comes back, he'll get ready. He might go and do a little sparring session with Steph Curry, with whom he had an Instagram call that's gone viral.
Mm.
Maybe Steph and him can work out during the summer.
Right. Right. I feel like a lot of players would love to have a one-on-one with Steph, right? To learn a few things.
Yes, indeed.
But Cole, yeah, like you mentioned, he's doing what he can, honestly, and as you mentioned, his teammates are trying to make him as comfortable as possible. But I think that it's a positive thing that that J. Cole's part of the tournament to get the right eyes onto the league. But then for people to see that, hey, J. Cole, the rapper, didn't just come out and become the MVP of a league. You know, that also shows people that, hey, there's a lot of talent here on the continent. And it's not only in the international players that are really balling out. We have a lot of homegrown African talent that are putting up unbelievable numbers. So I think it's a great experience for him as well to be a part of this this winning team as well. And it's a great thing for the tournament and the continent as well.
I totally agree with you. Like, I'm happy. I'm very happy that J. Cole is here. Like I said, because he has firsthand experience of what's happening on the ground, from the protocols to the atmosphere, to how the people are, and because of his presence, all his followers, etc.,
mm-hmm.
are following the league, and then now they can discover all these great African ballers, mm-hmm. and they can actually see that, hey, Africa isn't that bad. The level is actually great. And, you know, that gives the right exposure, because sometimes you need eyes.
Right.
Just like what you guys are doing right now, covering it, having these interviews. These eyes allow people to appreciate what is on the ground. And then they can get a different perspective of what is actually there and not assume stuff. So I'm very happy he's here, you know, and I hope he can try and get a bigger experience out here than just him playing on the team,
mm-hmm.
Maybe interact with other players on the other squads.
Right.
Because he mustn't forget one thing. He is a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He is a guy everybody listens to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for them to get that first-hand experience. It's not okay for J. Cole to come here, be in the hotel with everybody, and not be able to interact with everybody. Some people get a little selfie in. It's important. The reason why you're a celebrity is because of the fans.
Yeah,
so that's the only thing. If I have anything to tell him, I would say, J. Cole, try and mingle with all the other athletes, because just like the great, the late Kobe Bean Bryant used to say,
mm-hmm.
why he played all the games, he used to say, there's somebody who saved all his money to come and see me play.
Wow.
I owe them a show.
Right.
So you are a celebrity. If you came to Africa and we are privileged to be in this hotel with you at the Radisson, then you need to give us that opportunity to interact with you. It's not everybody who gets that chance.
Mm-hmm.
We're fortunate enough. Give it to us. That's our life worth.
Absolutely.
We're fortunate to be here. So let's not make it like we're not fortunate. We are. So that's what I would say to him if I could talk to him. Man, make it happen for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing. Every time you put a smile on somebody's face, you don't know how far that goes. That thing can last so many years on that person's face and be a motivation for them to be a better inspiration to other people.
100%, Abo. Definitely thank you so much for joining us for Halftime. We will be back with you for post-game as well. This is Mukbil Yabro. I'm with Prince Nesta, and this is a special VOA coverage of the Basketball Africa League. We will head back to the game. The third quarter is underway. AS Police versus AFP.
AS Police. Cedric's shot was blocked at the rim, into the post. Big fella, Jawaki misses. FAP coming the other way, and the push off by Thomas Jr. Papa Tindina sells it.
That's an offensive foul by Thomas Jr.
Number two, Mitchell, comes in to the front court, gets it to Papa Tindina. He swings it. Over to Hadara. Miss, and the ball sails out of bounds. Yes, Police's ball underneath. A long ball, and that's good. Now, Jawaki Joseph, 36-53. AS Police trails FAP. Amadou kicks it back, and that's good. And the pass from Amadou, Matthew Ransom, knocks down the three ball. Back to 20 points, Usher.
You were talking about FAP and their strategy. That is the strategy. Give the ball to Amadou, who attracts two defenders, and that's it. He dishes.
I think that's a good call. I think that's a great call, and I think that's a zone that FAP is playing. So that means Mitchell's going to take a three. He misses, and it's tipped to Ibrahima from the other big, Jawaki Joseph. Back to 18. Oh, the crossover and the step back with the short air ball. But the save by FAP gets it to Ibrahima Hadare. Mitchell misses the layup. And here's a chance to take it. There is Mitchell with the miss. Here's a chance to take it from 18 to 16.
Very good from Ibrahima Thomas, who has 17 points and 13 rebounds. First double-double of this game.
Yeah, he's been quite impressive for A.S. Sali, leaving it all on the floor. That ball's inbounded to Jawaki. Joseph, A.S. Police's ball.
Look at that energy into the paint from Tandina.
Yes, Police's ball on the side. Inbounded to Jawaki Joseph. Dara has it. He spins, goes for the layup, and he's fouled at the rim.
Hadara on the best line. And he's fouled by Matthew.
Hadara will shoot these. Still trying to cut into that lead a little bit more. Not a whole lot of margin for error.
They can take anything and everything right now. Free throws, layups, threes. They need to do that.
They need it all. They need turnovers. Yeah, you're right.
And steals.
But the good news is they've got plenty of time. As FAP misses that, Cedric goes back the other way. As Police, and the miss by Papa, goes back the other way. Thomas, the crossover dribble, going downhill. Swings to Cedric. He gets it back. Comes off the screen. Hesitation dribble down the lane line. And then finds the big fella, Mahanman, for the little late 17-foot jump shot on the baseline. Back to 19.
It looks like whatever AS Police do, FAP keep and maintain that lead.
And they come right back as a big three is knocked down by Mitchell. Much needed. 42-58. FAP leads. And the steal. And then the steal back. And then the steal back. There was three turnovers in a matter of 3 seconds. FAP will maintain possession.
Double figures there for Mohamed. 11 rebounds, 10 points. Alongside Haruna. the two have been very impeccable for FAP in this game so far.
Yeah, but Haruna has, if I can say this, has somewhat cooled off a little bit.
He's cooled off because he's now the target man.
Yeah, the man with the target on his back. Certainly as Thomas goes away from the screen, swings it to the corner, the three ball by Matthew, and then the rebound by Kome is missed on the putback. Mitchell takes it to the fast break and drops it off for the finish by Papa Tandina, who finishes and then pressures Amadou and steals it in the backcourt, behind the back, bump, trip, no call, pass, and missed a finish. But the putback is made by Jawaki Joseph after Sanogo, Mohamed Sanogo, missed the easy layup. But Usher, we got a 12-point game.
It is a 12-point game. Very impressive from AS Police, who have come into the third quarter with a good attitude, very aggressive on both ends of the court, and it's working for them so far.
Yes, it is working. We've got some good music being played.
Well, that is DJ Ivy Awino from Kenya, who works with the Dallas Mavericks as a DJ, and she's here giving us some very good tunes at the BAL in Kigali.
Yeah, what are your thoughts about, you know, you talk about how great the music is, but how about the bubble and how things have worked so organized and cohesively for the leagues, the teams, the coaches, the referees? What has been your impression? Because you're from the continent. I don't know if you've seen something similar to this. I haven't anywhere in the world. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is pretty impressive because I remember when the NBA restarted and there was a bubble in the U.S., we were thinking, what is a bubble? But now that we are here in a bubble and seeing how everyone is disciplined and following the health protocols set in place by the BAL, it is quite impressive. I mean, we're talking about COVID-19 tests every morning. You have to make sure that you social distance, you wear your mask everywhere you go, and it has been impressive so far.
Yeah, well, I want to get into that a little bit more because it has been impressive. The NBA and the BAL done something that's amazing as we have a whistle. And this is a kickball. Turnover. Got a little huddle action going on. And as we sort this out, to your point of all the things that are being done, you know, it's just been neat to see the players. I know they love the environment. I've visited with a few of them and even texted with some of them. And they, I think, are just blown away by the environment, not only on the basketball court, but again, where they're playing. As Mitchell goes baseline with the up and under, he misses, and then the tap. AS Police gets it, and the miss again by Jawaki Joseph. AS Police's ball.
And when you look at that scuffle in the paint, it just goes to show you how AS Police are desperate to cut that lead and have a say in this game.
Yeah, scuffle is right as Papa Tandina drives hard to the basket from the left wing, gets a foul. And we mentioned we had a game a moment ago, Usher. We even more so have a game. Papa has a chance to tie this score up. Coaches need to go talk about it. We got a game, folks. AS Police trail 46-58 to FAP.
Papatandina at the line. We've got a battle brewing here in Kigali, Rwanda. What a great experience it's been thus far.
And I just want to ask you something, Lance, as an American.
Sure. As a journalist, how about that?
Okay.
Sure. What do you want to ask? I'd love to hear a question from you.
I want to hear what your experience has been like at the BAL here in Kigali, Rwanda.
Okay, I love that. And I'm going to answer that as soon as I get some space with this heated activity. As we get a foul here. Number 11, the Papatandina. And I've got your question filed away, so do not worry. And I know you are a multimedia or an African multimedia sports journalist, so you won't let me forget. The answer is FAP gets the ball inbounds. Thomas Jr. swings to Ntiné. He looked to do a Euro step travel thing. And the big fella comes up with it, and it missed and put back. Matthew misses as Muhammad puts it back for the finish. AS Police has it in the front court. Swing to Ibrahima. Papatandina down the lane, back to Ibrahim, and that's knocked out of bounds. And that ball went a long way. 6 seconds to go, Usher, on the shot clock, 3:58 here in the third period. Where do you think this goes?
Well, Joseph, if he can get a shot in the paint.
And that's short. Sanogo, FAP in... Etienne comes back. Nice pass. Goes out to Como at the top. He's isolated. Uses the screen from Diallo into the big fella, and he misses Ibrahim. Down low, but Matthew kind of threw that over the basket.
Well, it's interesting to see what FAP can do on the court without Haruna Amadou.
Well, and Haruna had gotten cold, but I thought that basket there by Matthew Ransom had every chance to go in the basket, considering how close he was. That's one you'd hope he would be able to finish. But in answering your question, as Papa makes the basket, it's been incredibly peaceful here. There's a vibe and energy of peace and community, and also a passion for basketball that I did not know existed here in Kigali, Rwanda, as Thomas Jr. pushes it up court. And I want to continue to expound on that question as we get to the latter part of the third quarter, 3:17. To go, but in the basketball, I mean, the aggressiveness, and you see it there, these guys, I mean, really committing everything they have to leave it all on the floor. Every one of these games, even games where the score doesn't necessarily reflect that. Thomas Jr. down the lane line and misses the layup. Mitchell gets the rebound. AS Police go back the other way. Into the front court. Sanogo throws it inside to the big fella who finishes it. Joaquin Joseph. It has it under 10 points with 2:52 to go. In the third quarter, and Thomas Jr. commits a turnover.
Well, that was very unnecessary there from Thomas Jr. This is crunch time. It's an 8-point game with 2 minutes 52 seconds to play in the third quarter. Every possession matters at this point.
Yes, it does. There's a substitution time. Abuka comes into the game. And a long ball. Misses wide by Ibrahima. Thomas Jr. On the wing. Comes off the screen. Stops and pops from behind. Three, but misses. AS Police's ball.
Yes, police have been very, very efficient in this quarter. 20 points as compared to 7 from FAB. And you get the feeling that the Cameroonian champions are starting to panic with every possession.
That's a good point as Etienne applies pressure. Swing to Mitchell. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Back up top to Sonogo. Down low to the big fella who tries to finish. Juwaki Joseph gets it fouled. Usher, how about the way he attacks the rim here?
It is with energy and very, very typical of his style of play there.
Yeah, a lot of energy is what you need. But in summing up your questions about this environment, I mean, that play there typifies what I've experienced here. A lot of energy, a lot of aggressiveness. And again, a piece when you expand that into the community. I've loved being in the bubble, just watching the beautiful lush trees in the environment of Rwanda.
Well, Kigali is a beautiful city, the cleanest on the continent and top in the world. And you can see that from your journey, at least from the hotel to the arena, right?
Wow, you can see that. And it's interesting you say how I like clean. Maybe that's why I've fallen in love with the environment here. As Surreal hits Etienne for the long three, that careens off the back of the iron. And FAP maintains possession as Sonogo pleads his case to no avail. Como runs to take it out of bounds. Underneath. He smacks the ball as guys try to get open. Como gets it back in the corner. Launches the three. He misses long. Rebound by Ibrahim. Up to Keita, who drives from the wing. Gets to the basket. Tries to dump it off. FAP steals it. Como going back the other way into the front court. 53-60. FAP leads. Surreal holds at the top. Comes off a screen. Hesitation dribble. Comes back off of two screens at the top. Hits Etienne at the top, who drives. Kicks it. Basket by Ibaku. Knocks it down. 53-62. FAP leads. On 1 minute to go as Mitchell searches for space. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Sonogo down the lane with the runner, and he misses. Ibrahim gets the rebound, but it's knocked out of his hands. Changes sides quickly for the easy finish by Como with the dunk.
That's two back-to-back transitional plays from FAP, who are back to what they did in the first quarter to open that huge gap.
And here looks like another one, just a different number, that being number 15, Etienne. He's on the receiving end, and this lead gets extended again, Usher, 66-53, with 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
As police lost concentration there, and they've quickly conceded.
Oh, and
points.
The bump, the miss, and the shot block by FAP. Surreal from three, and it's short. Matthew Ransom with the huge block.
Well, that's a huge block in there to give FAP good advantage and a basket on the other end of the court.
That's some wild basketball. Looks like FAP found a little energy to re-extend that.